from the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
On Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1. Who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We good?
Yeah, I'm having a rough morning.
I mean, Roy walks through the door and comes in and goes.
Yeah, it just takes a breath.
Just took a breath before he sat down. And now.
This damn cardboard cutout scared the crap out of me.
Oh, got a cardboard cutout.
Don't hit her. Yeah.
She was creeping on him.
She was. I was trying to tell something to Nicole. And,
who put it there?
Aaron, our video producer, scared me half to death.
Oh, because it keeps getting closer with every Facebook Live broadcast.
I know.
All right, we're on Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page starting here in about 30 minutes.
Whew.
And we have a cardboard cutout of Alessia Cara promoting Alessia Cara, and it's right behind Roy.
Scared me. If it goes in the corner, it was right on my butt.
She's beautiful. We love Alessia.
She is. I don't like her that close.
Good morning, everybody. Roy, you're good now?
I'm fine.
All right. Are you having a day? I talked to you last night, and you were all laughs and having a good time. Did the wine wear off?
I didn't have any wine yesterday. I was just genuinely in a good mood. Today, I went to go. My life's very difficult. I wake up, and I have this broken foot, and I'm a single dad. Sterling's gone. I'm having to take care of my dog in the morning with the broken foot. And as I'm out there this morning, a bird poops on me, and I'm not.
Loren, what's that mean? Isn't that
that's supposed to be good luck?
Good luck.
Yeah, but I think that's just what we say to people who got pooped on to make them feel better.
I think so. And I'm like, and one, a lot of things are going through my mind. It's the smallest amount. It was like a drop. So I don't know if I got the tail end of it. You know what I mean? Like it was just like a drop. But it was.
Or maybe the bird hadn't eaten that much and didn't have that much left in her.
Yeah, but then there's questions like, do I go up and change? Do I just wipe it off?
I'm looking at my because for a second I didn't think it was bird poo. Because it was just a drop, and I'm like, what is it? So I go to touch it, and it was bird poo. But and then the other thing, it's October 15th. Aren't the birds gone?
What?
Not only that, but
don't
what?
They migrate or something?
I mean, certain types, but there's birds here year-round.
Oh, I was so annoyed.
Why aren't they sleeping this early?
So I went up, I had to go rechange, and I'm wearing something I didn't want to wear today. And we have to do photos with the Carolina Wren Fest, and we have hornets coming in, and I'm just not in a good mood.
All right.
How are you doing, Loren?
Equally as bad, but not that dramatic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
The company who broke my windshield is now not paying for it, and their insurance company didn't even do an investigation. So it went into claims, and they didn't. It's like some podunk Shearwood like BS insurance company that won't pay for it. So now I'm going back to the UL excavating guy and saying, like, hey, I'm going to hire a lawyer if you're not going to pay for this.
You're not going to hire a lawyer.
I already did. Right. I literally have legal papers going through.
So
it's
going
to cost
not
more to go to court.
It doesn't matter. It's a lawyer who is. No.
So for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, Loren was driving her Jeep, the Stormtrooper, down 77 the other day, and a bolt fell off the back of a truck, broke her windshield, and then the story got good when she flagged the driver down and told him to pull over.
Yeah.
And then rather than exchanging information, she just got the owner's name. The owner was said he was nice enough to fix it.
Yeah.
And now he's gone back on
I
that
I talked
word.
To him on the phone. I even sent him a recap, like, through text and everything, and... thing that made me the most angry is that this awful insurance company literally was like, we talked to the driver and he looked at the truck and there was nothing missing. I'm like, what? I was like, you have to send an adjuster out to see if that's even the same kind of bolt that came off the truck.
Right.
Well, and I gave him the bolt back.
Oh,
you gave him the evidence.
So I'm sure he screwed it back into the truck, but I have a picture of the bolt. So send an adjuster out to go look at the truck to see if that's the same kind of bolt.
Oh, she gave back the evidence.
Yeah, you sure did.
You gave OJ his glove back.
But I have a picture of it. I'm like, clearly.
I'll take
now
that.
I'm going to fight it. So
right we're going to court. Really?
Yeah.
Over a windshield.
On top of raising a 2-year-old, on top of your Italian class, on top of your blog, on top of this radio show.
I think she's just the point. Yeah, it's just the point.
You have the time.
I don't have the time, but I. It
so
is
what are you
going
to do when you get a subpoena and you have to go to all this stuff and put
That's
everything?
That's cool.
Man.
I'll take a baby on my hip and make everyone suffer.
So what? Play the sympathy card with the jury. I like that.
I'm going to get jury duty.
Did your windshield get fixed?
No, it's still
it's
not
still
fixed.
Still broken?
And it's getting worse. Is
yeah,
the problem.
I don't want you driving with a broken windshield.
Yeah, I don't want to either, but I thought this dude's podunk insurance company was going to pay for it. And the customer service was so bad yesterday, they would not call me. Like, the only way I could get in touch with anyone was through email. I would call and leave a number on a generic voicemail. And it took me like 7 times to finally get someone to call me back. And at that point, they had already made a decision that they weren't going to pay for it. And I was like, you never talked to me. You never asked me if I was hurt. You never took a statement from me. So.
The whole thing over there.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's the wrath.
Only if this
Come
company
for me,
knew.
Sherwood.
Only if
Come
this company
me.
Knew what they were getting into.
I was so mad.
In a world where Loren Marola gets double crossed by an insurance company.
Well, I love it too. She's like, our
Halloween.
Phones weren't working all day. I'm like, they weren't working for a week? Because this happened on the 5th.
This Halloween, all hell breaks loose. The Bolt coming to a theater near you.
The Bolt.
The Bolt. I'm so amused by this.
I wish you would get your windshield fixed and then, because you're going to have to get it fixed either way.
Yeah.
And then just have them pay for it after you get it fixed. I don't want you driving around with a broken windshield.
Yeah.
Can we call Safe Flight today?
Maybe.
You got to get it. You can always get the money back in court. I mean, you got an attorney.
Well, I'm going to ask my attorney what I should do first, and then I'll. Do it.
I mean, you have a baby. You can't drive a baby around with a broken windshield.
That's right. You're right.
I was going to say you could put the windshield out completely because it is a Jeep. You could do the whole safari theme, but now we're getting into cooler temperatures. Yeah. So, all right, Loren. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
We do have good news for the show, though. You guys don't have to deal with the Wrath of Rendor and commercial and songs in here, but you get to have a great day, including New Kids on the Block tickets at 6:30 this morning. You got to beat Roy to get them in a little game that we have. Also, we've got Hornets tickets for you. They open the season tomorrow night against Milwaukee at home. So we've got tickets for you. We'll do that around 8:30 this morning.
A lot of giveaways.
Yeah, a lot of giveaways.
And then we have the Kiss Cash Code coming up at 8 a.m. You're shot at $1,000 there.
$1,000 in cash, baby. Yep. 8
I can use $1,000.
Fix that windshield of yours, plus pay for your expenses for court.
Mm-hmm.
I found this list, and I don't know whether it's true or not. It's kind of shocking because I think I have the answer. It is.
By the way, I haven't had the window fixed. So I don't even know if the frame's bent.
The frame of your window?
Well, the rod of the bolt hit, I guess, like right at the corner.
Okay. We're over the window talking.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
I know you're not.
I'm sorry.
Can we try and move on with Roy?
Yeah.
She's not going to be over for quite some time, my friend, just to give you a heads up.
8:45 this morning, we'll take a phone call on why you broke off the engagement, and Loren's going to be like, hey, about my window real quick. Tara and Stanley, I don't know if you know this or not.
And
anyway.
Like, and like legal stuff drags out. Like it's going to be a 2-3 year ordeal.
It's going to keep coming to a head, I'm sure.
Totally.
This ain't going to wrap up in like a week.
And by the way, we're getting more than one text message sent in from people that's saying most state replace the windshield with no cost to customers as long as they have full coverage.
Here's the problem. North Carolina is not one of those states.
Okay, good.
It's like 2 states in the whole union that doesn't do window repair for free. Florida actually had it.
Mm. Were you close enough to South Carolina that you can use their laws?
No, I was definitely up at the lake.
Roy, I want to go through this. This is this comes from a website called QSR.
Mm-hmm.
And they studied all the fast food restaurants, and I thought this was awesome because this is a study that you're not going to hear about this anywhere else but on the MRL show. This is the fastest time that you can get through a drive-thru. The top 10 fastest drive-thrus around the country. Don't you think you know which one is the fastest?
Because
I do.
I have a good idea.
Yeah, there's one that gets you start to finish.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But they're not on the top.
Slow.
The top is super surprising.
Okay.
All right. We'll get into that coming up in less than 3 minutes. Plus so much more here on the MRL show on a Tuesday.
Yes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
A little over 10 minutes from now, we'll have your tickets to go see the New Kids on the Block July 9th at the Spectrum Center, along with Naughty by Nature. It's the whole mixtape tour. Salt and Peppa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson. Where are you, 80s and early 90s children? Speaking of 80s and early 90s children, that's when Roy was born.
Right.
But
I don't know who Tiffany and or Debbie is.
I love finding strange lists, you guys. And this one comes from a website called QSR. And they found the quickest drive-through times fast food restaurants.
It's got to be Chick-fil-A.
The winning restaurant gets their customers from orders through the drive-through in an average of only 3 minutes and 13 seconds.
That seems still pretty long.
This is nationwide, by the way.
Well, is that from the time they say, can I take your order, to the time I get handed a bag?
Yes. And, Roy, I'm with you. I feel like the Chick-fil-A's, especially around here, they take your order in the parking lot.
Yeah, there's some poor soul in the sweating sun taking your order on an iPad.
Right.
And by the time I get to the window, they literally just throw the bag at me.
And the cool thing is like, you don't even need to look at the menu at Chick-fil-A. You know. But I feel like when I go to other fast food places, I'm like, I don't even know what.
Yeah.
Like,
give me a second.
Like, I went to Jack in the Box the other day because I was in Pineville.
That's an interesting fast food, Pujoy, because they get, like, egg rolls and tacos and burgers
jalapeno poppers, like, all kinds of stuff.
I hear, like, hi, welcome to Jack in the Box. Can I take your order? And then, like, 10 minutes later, I was finally like, yeah, I'm ready. Can I get a drink and look at the menu?
It's you holding up the rest of the line. That's why Jack in the Box isn't on that menu.
Are you ready for the fantastic knowledge that you'll only hear on the MRL show? Nobody else is going to have the list of the fastest drive-through times.
Right. No one's as dumb as us.
The winner of the fastest drive-through time is Burger King at 3 minutes and 13 seconds nationwide.
Really?
That's not true, because every time I go there, I want onion rings and they're never ready and they make me pull up and they got to cook them.
Number two drive-through that's the quickest?
What?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, where's there a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru at? Well, at least near me, I don't have any of them.
I don't either. Not near in Jersey, there are.
I think there is one on maybe South Boulevard.
Well, but you know,
farther south.
Down by Nation's Ford.
But it's coffee. You just stick your hand out the window with coffee. It can't be that hard.
Well, you can get sandwiches there, too. You know, we get those wraps.
Oh, that's right, because they're dropping the donuts.
Fastest drive-thru times. Number three, KFC.
Oh, God, I haven't been to KFC in forever.
Me neither.
Number four, Wendy's. Well, that's why it's fast. There's not a lot of people leaving.
Wendy's is good.
Five is Taco Bell.
Not a huge Wendy's fan.
Well, the worst has to be In-N-Out Burger, because like they're notoriously known for their lines.
Not on the list.
Really?
Arby's, Carl's Jr., Hardee's, round out 6, 7, and 8. Number nine, Chick-fil-A.
Whoa.
And number 10? McDonald's.
McDonald's.
But in McDonald's defense, they're also the busiest. I feel like McDonald's is always, you know, I can go to a Burger King because I do like their chicken sandwich. Amanda thinks I'm nuts, but I do like their chicken sandwich.
You like the
on the long piece of bread?
Yeah, the original chicken sandwich that like nobody orders but you.
Light mayo and hook it up. And sure enough, I'm the only one in the drive-thru. And it's still 5 minutes.
Because they probably have to make it special just for you. They don't have it just ready.
You know who I picture working at Chick-fil-A? A.A. Ron, our producer, our video producer.
He doesn't seem like a Chick-fil-A employee.
Like,
my pleasure every time they say something.
No, can't work on Sunday. I'll be at service.
It's good that you want to be at service.
I know.
You just seem like
Did you? Did you ever?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
And what about your girlfriend?
No.
No. All right.
A lot of your friends. Hey, Aaron, if you guys don't know our producer, if you ever just look at someone and you're like, he's never going to commit a crime, that's Aaron. Like, you're too good of a guy.
You're clean cut, man.
Yeah, I take pride in that.
He looks like Anthony Michael Hall,
right?
An old 80s actor. And then Anthony Michael Hall also had that show for a while on USA. I forget what it was, but.
I this is no lie. I've given my Aaron my credit card, and he's kept it for weeks. And there's not an ounce me that believes that this man's gonna take my money.
You know it's okay.
No, I feel like if he got held up, he would give his own stuff before he gave yours. That's how good he is.
No, you can't take this card. This is Roy's.
Just take mine. Yeah. And here's the key to my parents' house.
Yeah.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So I've got an update for you on the Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson split. So
what you got?
Have they publicly said anything? Or is it just all friends comments?
This is a lot of sources speaking, but remember yesterday after we broke this story, I said my mind goes to where's the ring? What happens to the ring?
Because
it's like $90,000, and they also have that pig together. Well,
Piggy Smalls.
During the breakup, he got the ring, she got the pig. Now, if you remember, the pig was supposed to be like an emotional, and I don't know if that was a joke or not, but they called it like an emotional support pig.
Mm.
But maybe, you know, maybe she really did need an emotional support animal. So this is, she gets to keep the pig at this point. She was the one who bought it, so it's technically hers anyway.
Yeah.
But as far as the ring goes, you know, I kind of think, like, let's just in a hypothetical world say that Pete Davidson was like, I don't even know if she'll say yes. So I'm going to go to a jeweler and be like, hey, I'd really like this $90,000 ring that I can't afford. And if she says yes, can I just keep it until she either dumps me or we make it to the altar and then I'll pay for it? Tara Reid was removed from a Delta flight. Witnesses say that she was loud and complaining about being cramped, getting the wrong seat, and not getting a pillow. The plane had to turn around after leaving the gate, citing customer service issues, but it was actually Tara just being removed.
By the way, did I ever tell you guys that Sterling ran into someone on the airplane that was like your typical worst nightmare? Like,
yeah.
Chatty Cathy, knitting, you know, like a stereotype. He was on a 5-hour flight, and he literally had, she knitted him something at the end of the flight. No lie.
That's kind of cool.
After 5 hours, you get a new sweater, but you had to endorse talking the whole time.
What if he said he was cold,
and then
she's like, hold on, I'll whip something up, and then it took her 5 hours to make it, and as the plane pulls into the gate, he's like, yeah, you keep it.
Yeah.
He said all 5 hours, he was like doing everything to avoid her and like
Sterling's
ignore her.
So nice.
Yeah, and then at the very end, she hands him something knitted.
I mean, the scarf for you, honey.
Nice.
It's really nice.
He spent 5 hours ignoring her.
He might as well get a consolation prize if he had to talk to her the whole time.
Was it a knitted picture that said, talk to me?
I think the needle points.
Yeah. I'm afraid to fly. Some message.
Yeah.
Go ahead. We'll give us one last story.
All right. So Chance the Rapper, he teamed up with Lyft, and you could have had him as your Uber driver if you were in Chicago. He was raising funds for Chicago Public Schools, but he was an Uber driver for the day.
Okay.
And that's your dirty.
All right. We got to give away New Kids on the Block tickets. We'll take caller number 9 right now to go see the show on July 9th. It's the mixtape show at the Spectrum Center. You just have to beat Roy all week long to get your New Kids on the Block tickets. This time, we're going to ask you to match with Roy as we play a round of the match game.
Oh, that's fun.
All right, 704-570-9595. Call now. Good luck.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15. I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Here we are giving away New Kids on the Block tickets all week long to see them in the mixtape tour featuring Salt-N-Pepa, Naughty by Nature, Tiffany, and Debbie Gibson at the Spectrum Center on Tuesday, July 9th. And it's come to our attention last Friday, Loren, that Roy isn't a huge fan of the New Kids on the Block. Thinks the whole 80s thing is old.
He like really felt some type of way about it.
Listen, they were pumping out hits before I was even a thought, so.
But they're like classics.
Well, Ben in Lincolnton is on the phone, and he wants to play against you so we can get tickets to go see the New Kids and these other artists. How you doing, Ben?
Doing good, man. How you guys doing?
We're good. We're good, thank you. Are you ready to play?
Yes, sir. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I just got through. Woo!
Well, in order to get the tickets, we're going to have you beat Roy, but you're going to have to actually match with him to win, okay?
Yes, sir.
We're going to play the match game, Loren, and I'm going to ask you a question. Roy, I'm going to ask that you write down your answer, and then we're going to ask Ben for his answer, and we'll see if we can match, okay? All right. Don't yell it out.
We're all writing down ours.
No, this is just Roy. I just need you to observe with me and make sure there's no cheating going on.
Sure.
All right. Ben, you get the idea. Here we go. Question number 1. Roy's going to write down his answer. Then we'll ask you for yours. Roy loves sports so much, he was spotted playing tennis using blank as a racket. Roy loves sports so much, you know, he loves tennis, but he wasn't using a tennis racket. Instead, he was using blank. Ben, don't say anything. Just think. Roy, we're going to ask you to write your answer down. What did you use instead of a tennis racket?
I can see the Jeopardy music, like, playing in Roy's head right now.
All right. I don't know how to spell it, but...
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, Ben, fill in the blank. Roy loves sports so much, he was spotted playing tennis using blank as a racket.
A paddle.
A paddle?
Hmm.
What did you say?
A baguette.
Like, yeah, a French baguette.
Like a French baguette.
All right. No match there, but Ben finds that.
I'm glad my comedy's hitting. I like Ben.
Ben, your laugh is awesome. I almost spit my coffee out all over the studio.
All right, Ben, let's try another one. Ben in Lincolnton playing for these New Kids on the Block mixtape tour tickets. Mr. Romantic he is. You know that, Loren.
Mm-hmm.
Roy filled his apartment with blank for his boyfriend when he came home.
Ooh.
Ben, think of an answer. Don't yell anything out. Roy will write it. Mr. Romantic is old Roy. He filled his apartment with blank for his boyfriend when he came home. Hold on. Don't say anything yet. Roy's still writing.
Let him write it down.
You ready?
Yep.
All right, Roy. You filled your apartment with what?
I said roses.
Oh, wait. I was supposed to get Ben's answer first. about that. Well, Ben didn't say anything. Ben.
Say roses so we just
Ben,
match.
Say roses so we can give you one.
Yeah, he matched with me, roses.
There we go. Good job, Ben.
All right.
Ben's got one. We have to have two for Ben to get the tickets.
Sure. Okay.
All right, Roy is a fan of animals, and his favorite animal is the panda. In fact, he loves them so much, he blanked with one. All right. Ben, don't say anything yet.
Let Roy write down his answer. He's covering his face.
Roy loves animals. His favorite animal is the panda. He loves them so much, he blanked with one.
Roy, are you locked in?
Yep.
All right. Ben, what say you?
He cuddles and spooned with one.
Cuddles.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, my God. What'd you say?
I had snacks.
All right, last one. We'll see if we can hook him up. Here we go. Roy drives... Loren, I need you to say how fast, okay?
Okay.
Roy drives so fast...
How fast?
He drives so fast, blank can't keep up with him. Now, you know this because you drove to Universal in Orlando with Roy, and you said you did it in record time.
We really did.
Roy broke a land speed record, I'm pretty sure.
Couldn't keep up with me.
Yes. All right, Ben, think of this. Roy drives so fast, blank couldn't keep up with him. Who was it that couldn't keep up with him? Don't say anything. Roy's still writing.
I mean, I think there's an obvious answer here.
Is there?
I do, too. There is a definitive answer.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't keep up with me.
All right, Roy. Roy drives so fast, blank can't keep up with him.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Ben. Who couldn't keep up with him?
The popo.
That's the definitive answer.
And I said police, too.
Yay!
Yep.
Yay!
Congratulations, Ben. You got the tickets. You matched with Roy. I don't know if that's a good thing necessarily, but hey, you guys think alike.
All right. Thank you guys. I appreciate you guys, and it's awesome to listen to you guys and get the positivity that we get every morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ben. I love you. Why? Because you laugh at my jokes. I like that.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for listening, and congratulations. Enjoy the mixtape tour July 9th at the Spectrum Center, okay?
Thank you, guys.
There goes Ben.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Good. You got the definitive answer right with the police, Roy. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Hey, we found another article. We love finding these articles, and we got to get through them or else they'll pile up. The origins of very popular phrases.
Like Latin?
Like cut off your nose to spite your face. Have any idea where that came from?
Like sayings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I know where that came from.
Ben just won tickets, so he's on cloud nine. Where'd that come from? You'll never guess. All these are incredible. Amazing stories coming up in under 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
The KISS cash code returns with a shot at $1,000 in just about an hour from now. 8 a.m., we're going to give you the code word. You enter it, wait for the call back. It's the easiest game. You could try and win $1,000. 8 a.m., every day this week on the MRL Morning Show, the KISS cash code.
So ThoughtStarter gave us these awesome they're phrases that we all say, but it's the story behind them, like where they came from, their origins. And Manny, you mentioned a couple, but we all say, don't cut your nose to spite your face, right?
Right. And I don't even know what it means. I probably use it wrong.
Well, this stems from a mother of a convent in Scotland who told her nuns to cut their nose and their upper lip so that they were less attractive to the Vikings.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
And we say that?
Yeah.
I'm not using that anymore.
I feel like we're going to rethink all of these after we find out the origins of them.
Okay.
I mean, cut off your nose to spite your face is kind of like... So we just like signed a new contract here, and then after we signed the deal, like we asked for more or something, and then they... But knowing that we could lose our job, isn't that how it would be? Like you're trying to do something...
It's doing something out of spite is the way that my family always used it.
But it's for personal gain, I thought. Right, Aaron?
No, it's actually the opposite. It's a negative.
I've never used it in my life.
Like, I would rather not do it than do it if you're going to be that way.
This is the first Royce hearing this.
I've never said cut off your nose despite your face. I've never said that.
But you might have heard someone say it, and you just gave him a nod.
It seems like that, yeah.
Go ahead, what else?
Looking for Mr. Right, it was a poet coined the phrase, and it was used to address bachelors. And Peeping Tom...
The
old Peeping Tom. Well, this comes from the story of Lady Godiva, whose husband promised that he would lower taxes on his tenants if she would ride through the town naked. She did. He was pleased, but he asked the town not to look. They all agreed except for one tailor named Thomas.
Peeping Tom.
That is why we call it a Peeping Tom.
I love that.
Yeah.
See, Roy, the next time you're charged with that, you'll know.
Right.
Where it's from. And you can tell the judge, hey, Your Honor, if I tell you the origins of this, will you lower my bail?
Right.
You know.
Because I'm a Peeping Tom.
Is that it?
There's one more. Steal Your Thunder. A playwright figured out how to mimic the sounds of thunder for his play. But after it closed and the production of Macbeth went into production, they stole his idea, thus stealing his thunder.
Okay. Interesting. Now, I have heard Steal Your Thunder before.
Yes. It happens on the show quite a bit.
Yeah.
Roy comes out, then Loren mentions that you know, she's pregnant.
Yeah, that's...
No, that was you, my friend. That was you.
I came out of the closet, and like 3 days later, Mr. Baby announcement over here.
I'm like,
can't I be gay for at least a week?
We won't steal your thunder today, buddy. I promise.
I know. Well, you know, I almost got stranded in Winston-Salem. Almost got stranded because of an Uber driver. I'll tell you what happened when we were trying to leave a Billy Joel concert. It's all coming up in 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Less than an hour from now, giving away $1,000 Kiss cash code. So I was in Winston-Salem over the weekend for the Billy Joel concert. And... you sometimes forget, because I live here, for everyone out in the outer counties, I live right here in the city near the big buildings of Charlotte. And here where I live, you have tons of Ubers, you have all the restaurants near you. Whereas where you live, you know, whether you're out up in Hickory or, you know, Spartanburg or Gastonia, there may not be as much Ubers and stuff like that. Winston-Salem's kind of the same way. There's like four Ubers.
Really?
It ain't much. It's surprisingly. I thought it'd be a little bit more popping. So for the Billy Joel concert, we're trying to walk and try to call an Uber, and like none's available. None. I mean, you would talk about like 30,000 people packed in this city and like everyone's calling an Uber at the same time. So finally we get an Uber, and this poor guy, you could tell he's been just out all day. He's been Ubering all day because of the concerts in town. And we get into his car and police has everything stopped.
Okay.
Because they're trying to keep the flow, keep traffic flowing on one side. So we're sitting there for like 15 minutes, and I'm playing on Instagram and updating our socials. And
you're just not moving.
Just not moving, sitting there. And I happen just to look up at the front of his, where he drives, and I could see that the gas was like the gas light was on and it was on E.
It didn't just come on, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I didn't hear a ding while I was sitting there. You know what I mean? Like, there was no ding. Like, it's been on E for like 15 minutes since I've gotten in the car. So I'm thinking, well, maybe when we churn, because we were kind of in an awkward part near Wake Forest, maybe when we churn, we'll just find a gas station and he'll go get gas. I don't mind.
Yeah, we've heard that before, and people give their drivers one star, by the way, if you don't have gas in the car, or like you have to stop to get gas while you're trying to go from A to B.
Here's the thing, like, why wouldn't you stop to get gas before you accepted my ride?
That's why the drivers get one star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but I can see where this guy, he's never experienced probably anything like this.
But he was probably trying to cram in as many fares as possible before the whole crowd went away.
So if we start pulling off, and the car sounded like it was on fumes. There was a rattle. There was a mysterious
that
rattle.
Putt sound. Yeah, it is.
I mean, it just, every time he let off the gas, I thought like, I was like, did the engine just die? Because it kind of felt like the engine died. And so I asked the guys, at this point, we've been driving now for like 7 minutes. Meanwhile, that means I've been in this Uber for over 20 minutes with his car on E. I'm like, hey, man, so do you need to stop to get gas? I don't mind. I'd much rather us get gas and not be trapped on the side of the road. Don't worry about it. We're fine.
Oh, I would end that ride immediately and Uber another Uber to my Uber.
And Sterling is like, you could tell he wants to like really chirp up and say something, mm-hmm. and he is not handling it well. Nah. And I'm just like, we just got to, maybe he knows his car. Maybe he knows.
Yeah, what kind of, was it a Honda?
No, it was like an older Mazda. Definitely an older vehicle.
Yeah, because these new cars, like the new Honda, you can, you know.
Yeah.
You could drive to Kansas on E from here.
Yeah, I mean, there was like no touch screen, you know, or anything like that.
So, did you make it?
We made it, but
and
like.
What'd you rate him?
Oh, I gave him however many stars you can.
Five.
I didn't tip them.
Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, you gotta draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
Do you want the stars or do you want a couple bucks?
It did. The whole time I'm just staring. And like I'm doing this move where I pull up Google Maps and I'm like looking at the closest gas station everywhere I am, because in the event that we do break down.
Wouldn't you have just gotten out?
And call another Uber?
Yeah.
I mean, Uber, not that. Like, you would have to experience, like, there's no Ubers available in that town.
Mm.
There was none.
Hey, we want to hear from you real quick, though. Roy had a bad Uber experience, but he still gave the driver 5 stars. But you know there's people out there that either gave their Uber driver no stars or, like, 1 star.
I don't think you can give them none. I think you have to at least give them 1.
Is that true?
Really?
I think so.
All right, 704-570-9595. Tell Roy about your Uber experience. Did you give your Uber driver 1 star and why?
People on Facebook Live saying, I think I know who was driving you. Because I was very chatty about the gas.
704-570-9595. If you gave your Uber driver 1 star, what was the reason? Because that's got to be a really, really bad experience.
I don't even know. Is running out of gas a reason for a 1 star?
Oh, my God, totally.
Oh, my gosh, if you ran out of gas, absolutely.
Okay, running out of gas, yes, but, like, if he went to stop and get gas while on the drive, is that 1 star? I don't know if that's 1 star.
I think it's an inconvenient. I think you could have done it between fares, and now you're inconveniencing my time schedule. So.
You would really have to work me over like a politician for me to vote for you at that point.
I think so. Yeah.
Maybe that's why he didn't stop and get gas, because he was so afraid of getting 1 star.
Yeah. Which, by the way, as we're waiting for calls to come in from Nicole, we are in the middle of the political, the whole voting thing is coming up, right?
Oh,
and we're
yeah.
in the middle of all the political
midterms
ads
or something, yeah.
And there's there's one commercial for this guy named Mark Harris, and so he says a whole bunch of things. It's his commercial, and then I'm watching the show, and then the next commercial is anti-Mark Harris, and it goes against everything he said
immediately.
I mean, it was like, you just saw a commercial for Mark Harris where he says he cut taxes. Well, he didn't. I'm like, but 5 minutes ago, he said he did. Now, who do I believe?
We need to run a fact check.
You got to fact check.
We need to do our own political ads for the show members.
We do. We do. Absolutely.
Okay, Sarah and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL show.
Hi.
Hi. So why'd you give your Uber a bad score?
I didn't give her a really bad score, but when we were late getting to the airport, we were in Florida and trying to get to Tampa, and so we were late, and we got in her car. There was no room in the trunk for our luggage. We had a pilot in the back seat with us. Her windows had, like, dog slobber all over them. And then she kept talking about her voodoo doll that was hanging in her her mirror, so we were a little freaked out about that.
Oh, my God, it was producer Nicole's car.
And then she was on E, and we were about to go over the sky bridge. So I'm like, are you sure you don't want to get gas? Oh, and she didn't even realize she was on E.
Oh, no. I wonder how long.
It was a long time. I don't know. But she finally stopped, and then she her car didn't work. She didn't come back. We were so panicked. But we almost got in an accident, and she maneuvered the car really well, so I couldn't give her a really bad score. We didn't die.
How many stars did she get that ride, Sarah?
I gave her a 4.
Yeah. Oh, that's not bad. 4 is good.
Sympathy, it's a sympathy 4. And my guys, I've never known that your gas gauge could go that far below E.
Without going
so
out.
So I'm kind of wondering maybe his gas gauge was broken.
I don't know. I think you probably...
He would have told me, yeah.
Roy, he broke down right after he dropped you off.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
It was so far on the other side of E that the light changed to, like, red and started blinking.
Right. I took video of it. I'll make sure I'll get it posted. Brittany in Indianland, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Morning, Brittany. We're great. Go ahead. What was your bad Uber experience, and what did you give them? How many stars?
Okay, let me just say, I did actually give him 4 stars because he was really personable and talked the entire time. But he picked me up, like, early in the morning to take me to the airport. I was flying to Mexico, and it was my first ever plane ride, like, first ever. And it was, like, just last year. And so I was wigging out anyways about getting on the plane. And he starts describing, like, how his wife, unfortunately, who had passed away, he had to tell me the whole story of how she passed away. And then he tells me how she was deathly afraid of being on airplanes. And, like, goes into all her fears.
That's not what you want to hear.
There.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I just told you this is my first airplane ride ever, and I'm flying to Mexico of all things, and, like, you're sitting here telling me about why your wife, who passed away, like, and he didn't even actually describe how, like when she finally passed away, what exactly happened.
Yeah.
But he was, like, telling me all her medical conditions and stuff, and I'm like, well, was she on an airplane?
That's all you can think is that it happened on
an
airplane. You know, I had an Uber driver just recently when I went to the airport the last time. He was telling me that when people ask him to quickly get them to the airport, he will do like 70 mile an hour and hit bends as fast as he can without flipping his car. I was like, and then he was asking me my full name and everything else. I was like, I'm like Madonna. I only go by one name. And he kept pushing it.
Ooh.
And I like kept having to like dodge through this conversation.
Just give him a fake last name. Well, Jones.
I mean, it was so uncomfortable.
Brown. I don't know. Yeah, you know, when I was in Charleston, there are so many weird Uber drivers. Well, I'm pretty sure a guy lied to me the whole time. Like, I'm sure I think he was telling me fake stories because he told me how the police calling him for homicides because he retired years ago, but he knows everything about investigations and that there was this big scandal involving police and Uber drivers where Uber drivers weren't allowed to park on some roads, but cabs were. So he got listening devices and got cops on. And I'm listening to the story going, it's too, like, bro, you're too far in.
Yeah, it just sounds like an episode of Jack Ryan.
Yeah, for Uber.
We just got a text from someone who said they had dinner in Charleston and the guy pulled up and only had 4 seats. So he told somebody to get in the trunk.
Good morning, McKenzie.
You can fit in. Come on.
McKenzie.
Hi, guys.
Hey there. Tell us about your Uber experience, just like
so
Roy.
We were getting in a car after dinner, and there were only 4 of us, and my boyfriend had a pizza box in one hand and was the last one to get in the car, and the Uber driver starts driving away. And we're all yelling, stop, stop. And the door tells me my boyfriend's like halfway in the car running along the side of the car.
Oh, my gosh.
And he finally slams on the brakes, and he kind of jumps in the car. And it was one of those situations where we were all trying not to laugh because my boyfriend was really angry. But the Uber driver didn't apologize. He just, like, laughed it off and was like, ha, and then just kept driving.
Oh, my gosh.
He would be like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. And this wasn't, like, a short few feet. This was a good, like, 10 yards that the Uber driver just drove, and he was halfway in and out of the car.
Thanks, McKenzie, for sharing. I mean, basic rule, Uber drivers, let the passengers get in the car first.
Yeah, wait till you hear the door close.
Hannah and Julia are on hold. I want to get to their calls. Julia's husband got dropped off someplace that wasn't even their location.
Yeah.
And Hannah's Uber driver involves a gun.
Oh, my God.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll get to you guys coming up in 5 minutes.
Is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorena. Kiss 95.1.
Real quick, we got to say hi to Hannah in Charlotte.
Hi.
Hey, Hannah. Good morning.
Morning.
So we were talking about giving your Uber drivers awful ratings. Why'd you give yours one?
Well, to start out, I was pregnant at the time and didn't say anything that I was expecting or, like, what I was having. And I got in the car, and my Uber driver was like, oh, like, congratulations on having a girl. And I was super spooked. And then later on in the, like, during the drive, the driver was talking about how she had to lie to Uber because someone called her out for having a gun, like, waving it in the car.
Oh, my gosh.
And then she pulls the gun out of the glove compartment and is like, yeah, I always keep this for safety. And I just sat in the back and was like, oh, my gosh, I need to get out of this car.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, let's real quick, Hannah, go back to the good congratulations having a girl. Like, was she psychic? You. Did you have a girl?
I did. Wow. And I had just found out, like, the weekend before. And she was like, congratulations on having a girl. And I was like, oh, she tell? Like, how does she know?
Right. Oh, that's weird. Thanks, Hannah. Holy cow.
What I've discovered with people that carry, Uber drivers that carry weapons, and really a lot of people who own guns, too, they're very proud of their guns. They love their guns. They're not scared of their guns. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe, you know, Manny, you've never shot a gun, so maybe you're scared of a gun. Like, I was in an Uber with Sterling, and a guy showed us his knife, and he says he keeps it for protection, but you could tell he genuinely liked his knife.
Yeah.
Scared Sterling.
Yeah, I would be, but, and I've shot a gun, like, we own, like, I would be nervous if somebody pulled out a gun in my Uber.
That you don't know, but
right.
To him.
Right, because I don't know anything about you.
Yeah.
Hey, Julia, good morning. Welcome to the MRL show.
Hello.
Okay, real quick, what's your Uber story? How many stars did you give your driver?
So, actually, it was my husband. He was coming from uptown for, like, he was with the guys for a guy's night out. And the Uber driver picked him up and then decided that it was too far from uptown to our house and dropped him off at a gas station. And it wasn't even, like, a gas station that he could walk into. It was, like, one of those drive-up window ones. And the woman was like, I'm sorry.
Halfway in, he's like, oh, wait, yeah, I ain't driving this far, and just pulls over?
Yeah, it was, like, kind of right outside of uptown, kind of, like, not in the nice-so-nice area, I guess.
And you guys refused, like, to get out? Like, I mean,
that's weird.
I mean, I don't know what he did, but he basically put the guy on a bad review, and they refunded his money. But I was like, that was insane, because he was on his way home. And
where do you guys live? Like, Locust?
Kind of towards the Monroe area.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not that out of the realm.
But I think that's kind of what you sign up for, Julia. When you're an Uber driver. You're going to have to sometimes.
Well, but the problem with Uber is the driver doesn't know where they're taking you until they accept the ride.
Yeah.
But at that point, he could have denied them instead of picking them up.
And you're getting paid for it.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Lauren, what do you have coming up in the dirty?
All right. Not one, but two royal babies could be on the way. I've got all the details coming up in 3 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is the MRL Morning Show, Kiss 95.1. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa, Kiss 95.1.
You know, yesterday, Kensington Palace announced that Meghan Markle was pregnant. But we did get a first look at her baby bump, by the way. Her and Prince Harry arrived in Australia for a tour, and we got a little shot of her bump there. But Pippa Middleton she didn't just check into the hospital. She checked into the hospital last night, and she was carrying an overnight bag. So everyone is on baby watch now at St. Mary's Hospital. Kate Middleton was seen going into the hospital as well to visit her sister. And it is, of course, the same hospital that Kate Middleton had her children in.
It's like a drive-through hospital. You have a child, you come out, you wave, you go back.
Yeah, it's like a drive-through hospital for royals.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so the breakup between Ariana and Pete Davidson, it did go down. And my first question was, who got to keep the ring? She gave it back to him, but she gets to keep Piggy Smalls.
Yes, the support pig.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll start using him less on SNL because I hate his character.
Really? Do you? Oh, I don't mind him.
I don't think he's funny at all.
MTV is getting that reboot of The Hills.
He's not listening.
And it's official. Lauren Conrad will not be joining the cast. I know.
What?
It's sad.
She's like the...
I know. She said she made her exit. She's launched a few businesses. She's been very busy, and she's just in a different place of her life. She hopes everyone has a good time, and she wishes them well.
Is Kate Cav signed on?
I don't think so, because she has her own show on E!
Okay.
So I think it's just Heidi Spencer, Justin Bobby, Brody.
As long as Brody's there, I'm good.
Yeah. So.
And then...
Whitney's
there?
Yeah, Whitney's going to sign on for the new cast.
And then there was also... They were bringing in someone, you said. Sorry that we're spending so much time on this. I like the show. Well, who are they? You said they were bringing in, like, an actress or something, remember? I'll look it up.
I don't know.
I know it caused some stir on the show.
I know Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee's son, Brandon, is supposed to join the cast.
No, this is an actress.
An actual actress. I can't remember. All right. Anyway, flipping out, Jeff Lewis, his contract did not get renewed on Bravo, and he posted a little funny picture on social media with him being X'd out of a board and says, I guess there's no flipping out goodbye party, huh, Bravo?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was a mutual split there. They've had a lot of scandals this year, lawsuits, complaints. So there's that. But that is your Dirty for Now.
The split can't be the rent. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
Ring it.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz.
Sponsored by The Funny Bus, City Comedy Tour.
On Kiss
95.1. Hey, Megan. Welcome to the Megan, to the Maney Roy and Lorenz morning show. Megan, you want to join the show?
Megan, if you beat Loren, you will join the show in my part, okay? In my role.
All right, I'll just need 2 weeks to put in my notice, but I'm in.
Well, I'll do your job. You do mine.
You guys can just swap. All right, Megan, let's play Can't Beat Loren.
All right, Loren, you got to get out.
All right, I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio. You can watch her leave on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook Live page.
Not
Bye.
Bye. Thanks to Uptown Cheapskate, you can see that she's out of the studio where she cannot hear these questions.
If you beat her, you can win your way onto the Funny Bus, the Comedy Bus City Tour, and two bottles of champagne. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Will Smith just revealed that there was a time where he was failing his wife in their marriage. Who is his wife?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
While Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson never made it to the altar, we also remember another celebrity couple that never made it to the altar, Ben Affleck and this pop singer known as Jenny from the Block.
Jennifer Lopez.
Question three. We are all anxiously awaiting Friday when Making a Murderer hits streaming services. Ooh. Which streaming service is it going to be on?
Netflix.
And question four, the on-again and off-again back-and-forth continues with Selena Gomez and this Canadian pop star who is reportedly confused and conflicted about his current fiancé, Hailey Baldwin. Who is that?
Justin Bieber.
Meghan Markle announced her pregnancy with Prince Harry yesterday and honored his late mother in a subtle yet beautiful way. She wore his late mother's gold and diamond butterfly earrings as well as her gold bracelet. Who is Prince Harry's late mother?
Princess Diana.
Come on in, Loren.
Good job. She got them all correct, Loren. I'm going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
All right.
All right, Loren, here we go. Question number one. Will Smith just revealed that there was a time where he was failing his wife in their marriage. Who is his wife?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
While Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson never made it to the altar, we remember another celebrity couple that never made it to the altar, Ben Affleck and this pop singer known as Jenny from the Block.
J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez.
Question three, we're all anxiously waiting for this Friday when Making a Murderer hits streaming services. What service are we going to watch it on?
Netflix.
Question four, the on-again, off-again, back-and-forth continues with Selena Gomez and this Canadian pop star who is reportedly confused and conflicted about current fiancé Hailey Baldwin.
Justin Bieber.
Question five, Meghan Markle announced her pregnancy with Prince Harry yesterday and honored his late mother in a subtle yet beautiful way. She wore his late mother's gold and diamond butterfly earrings as well as her gold bracelet. Who is his late mother?
Princess Diana. I wasn't sure where that whole thing was going. I was like trying to follow you.
How do you think you did?
I think
I
got them all right.
Streak alive. You're pretty hot right
now. Yeah, I think they're all right.
Loren, you as of right now have 27 wins, and after today, you have 28 wins because you got them all correct.
Megan.
All I do is win.
So sorry, girl. All right. So it is a tie, but we can't let you leave without hearing what we want to hear.
My name is Megan, and I can't beat Lauren, but I can tie her.
You can. Thanks for playing, Megan.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show.
We got $1,000 for you with Wake Up and Win in just about 20 minutes from now. But first, we got to get to War of the Roses.
So, Taylor found a mysterious hair tie in the bed, and now she thinks someone else has been inside of it. So let's see inside
of it. It's like
the
Three Little Bears.
Yeah. Who's been in my bed? Let's figure it out with War of the Roses coming up here in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Taylor, you sent us a message and you think your boyfriend Derek is cheating on you because you found something in your bed and you think it's a neighbor's. What's going on?
So I'm pretty sure that this is what's happening. I only have red hair ties, and then one day in bed I find a black hair tie. And I'm pretty sure, like, his neighbor Alexa and him are very close. She's always coming by. And I'm very sure that they were probably hooking up before I got there. And now that I'm there, they still haven't stopped. So I just feel like this hair tie is absolute hard evidence because I don't have black hair ties. It's only red. So I'm about to get his ass.
Okay. So it sounds like you're pretty sure that he's cheating on you. What do you need us for?
Obviously, he would lie to me about it, so I need him to be ambushed.
Okay, is it possible? Well, first of all, how long have you been living with him?
About 2 months.
2 months. Okay, so
maybe the hair tie was there before you got there.
That's what I was going to ask.
Have you washed your sheets?
Have you washed the sheets?
Yes, I make the bed every day. He doesn't make the bed.
Okay, interesting. All right. Been together for 2 years, living together for 2 months, and already drama. Let's find out. Don't say anything till we find out, because I can tell you're upset. Let's find out as much information, how long they've been together, all that stuff, okay, before you jump in.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm dialing him up on the cell. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is Derek there, please?
This is Derek.
Hi, Derek. My name is Jen. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. Someone tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you to get $100 in red roses for free. Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Do you have someone romantic in mind that you'd like to send these roses to? They're gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah, definitely. My girlfriend Taylor would be great.
Okay. And this is your girlfriend. I also have a card to go with Taylor's roses. What would you like to put on the card?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, we just moved in together. Say something like, hey, sweetie, here's some flowers to celebrate our new life or something, our new life together or something like that.
All right.
In our apartment.
Sure. That's sweet.
She just moved in just a couple months ago, about 2 months ago.
Okay. Yeah. That's sweet. But who are you whose black hair tie was in the bed?
Hello?
Well, Derek, your girlfriend Taylor is on the phone. I'm not calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling from the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. You're a War of the Roses. We catch cheaters.
Wait, Taylor?
Yeah. Whose black hair tie? You and Alexa?
Oh, gosh.
The neighbor?
Taylor, explain to Derek about the hair tie, first of all.
Yeah,
he seems very confused.
Okay. I went to bed 2 nights ago, and I found a black hair tie underneath all the pillows. And I make the bed every day, so I know it's not my black hair tie, and because I use red hair ties. Like, that's
Taylor, sweetie, what is wrong with you? Are you kidding me with this?
What's wrong with you? Why is there a black hair tie in the bed? You're the one where things aren't looking so good, bud.
That's not, Taylor, that is ridiculous. First of all, that black hair tie is probably my sister, Carrie's. Remember she had to take a nap before she went up to Boone, back to school? Remember that? Taylor?
Hello?
honey, sorry, my cat knocked over my glass. I'm so sorry.
That's fine.
Your cat did what?
My cat knocked over a water glass and it broke. Sorry.
Oh, no, Derek, you're going to have a spill at home.
You have a cat's mad at you.
Taylor, it sounds like you're laughing. Did you forget that his sister stayed over?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I don't understand this. You actually went through all this just because you thought I was cheating on you?
I mean, it just...
Taylor.
I feel some type of way because you and Alexa are kind of close. I was just feeling a little insecure.
Okay, please, so baby. You're buying the fact that it was his sister Carrie, Taylor. You don't think he's cheating. I mean, he sent you the roses.
Because I met her before I went off to work, and I knew that she was staying over before she had to go to school. So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taylor, come on now. This is ridiculous. Come on.
All right. Well, clean up the cat mess.
Yes. I don't want to step on glass when I get home, babe.
You got it. I guess I owe you that much.
All right.
You owe me. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Taylor. Now you know. Good ending on War of the Roses.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Simple question for y'all, MRL Show family. And we need to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Did you falsely accuse someone of cheating and then were convinced that you were wrong?
How do you come back from that?
I don't know. I would love to hear that.
704-570-9595. If you accuse someone of cheating, what were the circumstances? And like Roy and Lorraine want to know, how'd you come back from that?
I mean, all I can think about is possibly therapy. Like that, how else would you get through that?
Well, let's take Taylor and Derek, who we just had on War of the Roses. Taylor said what, Roy? She found...
A hair tie.
In the bed. She just moved into his apartment after 2 months. They've been dating for 2 years, and she found this.
But she was so sure that he was cheating on her. Like, so sure.
Do you think
previous
that...
Previous to the call.
Coming back from this War of the Roses... was tough for them? You think they're hit a rough patch? Because they kind of laughed it off.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing. I think maybe she is like an all-in, all-out kind of girl. Because she was so, like I said, all-in on the fact that he was cheating on her. But when she found out that he wasn't...
And here's what he told us on The War of the Roses.
That's not... Taylor, that is ridiculous. First of all, that black hair tie is probably my sister, Carrie's. Remember she had to take a nap before she went up to Boone, back to school? Remember that?
And then, by the way, in the background, the cat knocked over
Taylor?
A glass.
Hello?
Honey, sorry, my cat knocked over my glass. I'm so sorry.
Timely cat. But yet Taylor goes on to say that she does forgive him, and she believes him.
Yeah.
But what we want to know from you guys is if you falsely accuse someone of cheating... How did you find out that they weren't cheating? Like, what was said in that relationship? We only need one person to hit us up and explain this to us.
But I wonder how he will feel in this relationship moving forward.
Like,
being accused.
I would hate it if every time, like, I went to Wally World or if I went out, Sterling grilled me about where I went.
Right.
And who, if I saw anyone. And, well, it only takes 5 minutes to get there, but you were gone for this amount of time. And... like, that would be so awful. I would have such a hard time coming back from that.
I would think that would be draining.
Yeah. I'd be like, if you don't trust me, just end it. Let's stop.
And don't forget, in this war, too, Taylor was convinced that it was Alexa.
Yeah.
His neighbor who was messing. So now that's going to be awkward when those three are together. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But we sure would love to hear from you guys at 704-570-9595. If you ever accused someone of cheating and then you found out they weren't, what were the circumstances and how'd you get out of that? Another thing everybody needs to know is we're getting tons of text messages.
So many.
With the word happy for our Kiss Cash Code contest, which we started today for $1,000.
You don't text us.
No.
You go on the Kiss95.1 app. Or you go online at kiss95.1.com and you enter that code on the app or online. That's how you win the $1,000. And then if you're the winner, we'll call you back.
Yep.
But if you text us, you're not entered. Just FYI, no. You have to go to the app or the website.
So do that. every day this week, 8 a.m., your shot at $1,000 with the KISS cash code. Someone said, regarding War of the Roses, I love Taylor's dedication, but how does one girl stick to just one color hair tie?
I don't know. I'm a little OCD. Like, I only get black hair ties.
Well, and I think we edited that part out of the war because they run long, so we have to edit them for air. But I think she did say she had red hair, so she likes to have a red hair tie.
Okay, sure. So that's a reasonable question, though.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Geez, you know what? No one is calling us with any stories where they falsely accuse someone of cheating.
Everyone was really cheating, probably.
And that's why people want to know how we keep busting people on War of the Roses. Well, the truth is, if you think someone's cheating...
They probably are.
They probably are. I mean, this is a very unique circumstance that we had on War of the Roses, where Derek sent them to Taylor with a big smile on his face. So there you have it.
Yeah, that'd be tough, though. I still think the relationship would be rocky. I'm like, if you... Because if I think we love each other so much... Do you have any suspicion that I might be cheating? Then our love isn't as strong.
So the relationship would be damaged on your side if you were accused of cheating, you think?
I think so. I'd be like, really? That's how much you think of me?
But you have to understand from this perspective, Roy, with the hair tie, it is something. It's not just someone being like, I don't like the way you two look at each other.
It's evidence somebody was in your bed. Yeah.
It's evidence that somebody was in your bed. Absolutely. So... That's different than just Sterling being like, I don't like the way you and Mark talk to each other.
Right.
I don't like the way you guys look at each other because that's just circumstantial. This is actually evidence.
Let's talk to Kelly in Huntersville. Kelly, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
Hi, Kelly. So you falsely accused your man?
I did. I was in college and my friend at the time had said, hey, let's just Google our names and see what comes up. And again, I was in college and my husband... boyfriend at the time, his dating profile came up from when, like, before we had even started dating. And I falsely accused him, went on a huge rant, and he said that he did not, and I went through his email, and I found all the, you have a match. But we did some time apart. I did an internship at Disney, and we got engaged, and, you know, now we're married and have a little one.
Awesome.
Wow.
So it just took a little understanding, maybe for you to take a deep breath and figure out that you weren't being cheated on. Now you have an awesome family.
Yes.
How was your Disney internship on a side note?
Oh, it was fabulous. I actually did 2 internships and went full time.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, thanks for the phone call.
This is Kristen and Hickory. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Kristen. So when did you accuse someone of cheating? Who was it?
It's actually my husband. He just got out of the Marine Corps, and he would always work over, and I know that it's just a busy job, but, I mean, I accused him a good bit of cheating, and we actually came out stronger because the communication just got so much better. Like, I didn't have to worry, and he always told me what he was doing after that, because before he didn't, so that's why I accused.
He ended up not cheating on you. There was just, like, a lack of communication that you felt like something shady was going on.
Right, but after being assured nothing was going on at all.
That's good. You didn't drill him, though. That's good. She took his word.
I know, and I wonder how you assure someone of that, you know, because both parties would feel so, like, lied to and hurt. Like, you would think the other person is still lying.
Yeah.
He's just never done it before, so I thought, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt, and nothing has happened since. So.
That's good.
All right. So you think Taylor and Derek in War of the Roses have a chance of actually getting stronger after this and having a laugh about being on War of the Roses?
Yeah, that was pretty silly.
Well, I can't believe the cat broke a glass during all of it, too. That might be the first time we've ever had a major distraction in War of the Roses. Thanks, Kristen.
Yeah, hey, Sterling's been working like till like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, he's cheating on you. Hey,
I thought so.
We have an exclusive on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page right now. If you head over there, we have an exclusive Facebook guest that we're going to have live in the studio on the radio. We're going to go through some commercials and some songs. But and by the way, we're also going to give away a pair of Hornets tickets coming up in about 15 minutes. But Del Curry, Steph Curry's dad and former Hornet and color commentator for the Hornets, is going to drop by the studio here in just a few seconds. So we'll be on Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page to see that. That'll be kind of fun.
Right.
And it's brought to you by Uptown Cheapskate.
Yeah, so make sure you head on over to the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page right now to watch.
Cool. And then in just about 10 minutes, we'll give away some tickets for opening night tomorrow night right here on the MRL Show.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
That was really nice of Del Curry to drop by. By the way, let's give away a pair of tickets right now to the Hornets game tomorrow night. We got four tickets
Whoa.
For you.
That's cool.
So you and three of your friends opening night against the Milwaukee Bucks right now. Caller number 9-704-570-9595.
All right, so Tara Reid was the latest celebrity to be kicked off of a flight, and this was off of a Delta flight. Apparently, eyewitnesses said that she was being very loud and complaining about being cramped in the wrong seat, and she was upset about not getting a pillow. Now, I watched the video that somebody took of her getting off the plane, which they had to turn around after they had left the gate and cited customer service issues, but it was really Tara being asked to leave. She has so much stuff with her. I'm like, no wonder you're crammed in that seat. I know this might be your first time in coach, but let me tell you something. Yeah. You don't put 15 things under your seat. She had a dog with her. She had a big bag. She had, like, coats. I'm like, what are you doing? I need you to be a professional flyer.
Yeah.
All right, so the split between Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. Who gets to keep the ring? Who gets the pig? Well, apparently she gave the ring back to him, and she is keeping the pig, which they've joked, and I'm not sure if it's a joke or not, but they've said that the pig is an emotional support pig. She bought the pig, so it's for her, and she's kind of going through the rough time, so I feel like that's appropriate. She should get the support pig.
There was a part of me that was hoping they'd end up together. Like, for a longer period of time.
You know, I think we all want a good fairy tale ending, but these two, I think we all saw it coming. It was just a matter of time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle debuted her new baby bump, and Pippa Middleton has checked into the hospital. She is expecting as well. Everyone is saying she's in labor right now, so we are anxiously awaiting a little. I don't know. Is she considered a royal? Is that baby considered royal?
I guess so.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So maybe we're getting two new royal babies.
Here we are. What's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get?
What is Loren like?
So if you are on your way to Gravediggers this year and you're looking for an outfit.
October 27th, uptown.
I found an LED mask that lights up and reacts to sound. So it would change colors and go with the beats of the music.
It's pretty cool.
How much fun is that?
Are we getting that for Roy? I feel like Roy would love that.
I don't
That's
know.
Pretty
it,
cool.
Listen, if it wasn't a mask, like, I would totally wear it. Yeah. But I feel like people should know, you know, we're there to host it, so
right.
they should probably know it's us. But you guys could wear it, and it would be great for you for Halloween.
Cool.
So you can check that out and more What Loren Likes at kiss951.com.
All right. We got a chat about Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande. We got to dive more into that as more information has come out. We're going to talk about why you ended the engagement coming up in just about 6 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
With Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Nicole, who won the Hornets tickets? We would like to congratulate them and tell them great job on winning the tickets. By the way, if you're calling for the tickets, we gave away the 4-pack of tickets to see the Hornets. Nicole clearly listening to another radio show this morning.
I don't think she's listening to us.
Trying to find her entertainment.
Producer Nicole?
Who won the Hornets tickets?
Denise in Kings Mountain.
Denise in Kings Mountain.
Congratulations, Denise.
Hmm.
We'll have more tickets throughout the season. Opening night is tomorrow night. But right now, we want to take calls on why you ended the engagement.
704-570-9595. That's how you join the MRL Morning Show.
So, obviously, the big news, Loren, over the last 72 hours has been Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande breaking up. And each day, we get more and more information. And you just said in the dirty, the ring's going back to Pete.
Yep.
And the pig...
She gets the pig.
Piggy Smalls stays with her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember? She did a song. Like, not only did he get tats about her all over his body, she did a song about him.
Right. He gets paid, I think, for it.
Really?
Yeah, he joked about it on SNL that he'll make royalties on this song.
I thought you into my life.
What?
Look in my mind.
Yeah.
No better place all the time.
Hey.
How they align.
It's a good song.
Universe must have my back. Up from the fat into my lap. And I know you know that you're my soulmate. And all that.
Soulmate.
got a good beat. I like it.
Well, Ariana makes it work because she's so talented.
I know.
You know?
It's true. She could sing anything.
Yeah. But let's be honest, though. Is this song, like, worthless now? I mean,
it's a point in time in her life. Like, she'll look back on it. And they've said that, like, here's the thing. She said, like, I just am in a funk right now and I can't continue in this relationship. Like, that's not to say, I don't know, that they'll get married, but like maybe they'll see each other casually or, you know.
But why can't she be in a funk with him? Why can't he be like a support? Why can't, so like, is she going to date other people while she's in a funk?
I mean, well, she gave the ring back, Lorraine.
I know. Well, she doesn't want to walk down the aisle when she's in a funk about her ex-boyfriend.
But you can leave the ring on.
And just deal with it and wait.
Why not just...
So she ended... So in other words, our question that we have out there for the MRL Show family is, why did you call off an engagement? Your answer to Ariana is, she's not over her ex who passed away?
No, I just think that she's dealing with some personal stuff that she needs to deal with. If you can't make yourself happy and you're not happy with yourself, there's no way that you could be in a committed relationship with someone and make them happy too.
And that's the boring answer. We need to hear, like, God, we need to hear good stuff. Like, my boyfriend cheat. I caught him with my best friend. We do want to hear, though, all seriousness, no matter what it is, what is the reason why you called off your engagement and how close were you to getting married? Mm-hmm. How close were you to getting down the aisle? 704-570-9595. So my theory on Pete Davidson and Ariana is that Ariana, in May, when they met through Scooter Braun, might have been a little thrown off when Pete immediately proposed to her.
Oh, you don't think she was prepared for that?
But she knows that he has a mental state issue just like she does. Mm-hmm. He admits it. He fights some demons himself. And maybe, Roy, she didn't want to say no. Maybe she was never really all in on the engagement.
I don't know. Do you think so?
I do.
He asked her in the privacy of their own home. It's not like she couldn't have said, like, this is too fast. Like, let's slow things down.
But and she did make a song after him. She was all in, too.
Yeah.
She called him a soulmate in that song.
I know. And I also find the song to be, I guess it just doesn't mean that much to me now. It's like the tat. You're all in, but then all of a sudden it has no meaning anymore.
You know what's crazy? Somebody mentioned to me that they thought this whole thing was a publicity stunt. And I was like, she had nothing to gain out of it. Sure, he had everything to gain, but she had nothing to gain. It's not a publicity stunt.
Yeah, that's another theory going around. I was reading that on Page Six, where a source said that she was a little taken back by all the conversation he's had. He sat down with Howard for an hour and a half, has been on Saturday Night Live last 2 weekends talking about her.
This has propelled him into stardom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would annoy me too. If, like, you're kind of riding me a little bit.
Yeah. And now you're the big story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chelsea in Statesville, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're great, Chelsea. So you had to end your engagement because of an unfortunate circumstance. How hard was it for you? What happened?
So we got engaged, and sorry, I'm probably going to tear up. But
no, that's okay.
In 2016, we got engaged, and then we had some issues. We both kind of, like, knew we needed to work on ourselves. So we had kind of, like, decided we were going to take a little bit of a break. And then in 2020 is when we decided that we would just kind of see where each other were, and then we would get back together. So we still talked on a regular basis, and then in June, he got killed in a car accident.
Oh, no.
So, sorry. So, anyways, I kind of was, like, somewhat talking to somebody at that point. And when you lose someone that, like, meant that much to you, it's hard to, like, put your feelings into anything else.
Absolutely.
Like, you go through so many different phases of grief, like, almost like I felt bad seeing anybody else, even though it's silly because it's, you know, he can't be hurt or jealous of it because obviously he's not here anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm sure your mind is on someone else when you're with that other person.
Yeah, exactly. So for me personally, I know there's no way, like, even now it's been a few months, there's no way I could, like, talk to anybody or be in some kind of relationship just because I either compare everything to him or, you know, those kind of grief feelings that you go through.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chelsea. Thanks for sharing, and good luck to you. Hopefully we can put a smile on your face, give you a few laughs in the morning.
Oh, absolutely. I love you guys.
Oh, well, thanks. That means a lot. Good luck with everything, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, now Chelsea's into the unknown. You know, that man was supposed to be there for her in 2020. So the best of Chelsea. We want to hear from you, Danielle. Hold on a second. 704-570-9595. Why'd you end the engagement?
Please, sir. I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Why did you end the engagement? 704-570-9595. Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande.
They're done.
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah.
And lots of rumors as to why. We don't know why. We know that it had to do with some emotional issues, possibly on both sides, but it sounds to us like Ariana ended it. It would be a move if Pete ended it.
Oh, I don't think Pete ended it. Let's be honest.
Yeah, she wasn't working out for me.
Dude, that's like...
He's probably in denial. He's like, no, it's not over. No, it's not.
I hate to quote one of my favorite shows, but there's an episode of Seinfeld where Jerry Newman, you know Newman, if I said that, you know who that character is. So Jerry found out that some girl that he dated also dated Newman. And he goes, well, why'd you end it? She goes, I didn't. He did.
He couldn't believe it.
Yeah, he goes, Newman ended it? How is that possible?
Oh, man.
And she goes, like, quite honest with you, I'm hurt about it. I want to talk about it.
We are talking about why you broke off the engagement. We're getting text messages to the studio. And I got a text message that says, I broke up with my fiance a week before the wedding because I found him in bed with another man.
Ooh.
All right. He was there one day after work, and I never saw him move so fast.
Let's talk to Danielle in Concord. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Oh, thank you for having me. This happened about, like, 3 years ago, and he did not trust me. It was a very abusive relationship, and I found out that he proposed just because he didn't trust me and wanted a ring to be on my finger. And I ended it because I felt like, well, one, I knew he was cheating on me. And two, there was no trust. And I feel like when you are proposed to, that should be like one of the happiest moments of your life. And I wasn't happy when he did it. And I kind of ruined it. Like, I knew it was going to happen, and I just didn't care.
That's probably like best that you guys didn't get together then, Danielle.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean,
at the end of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the person that I'm with now, it's a completely different experience, different everything.
Well, I'm glad for you. I'm glad that you didn't end up going down that path with him.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Danielle. By the way, speaking of why you ended the engagement, tomorrow is Worst Date Wednesday. And at 7:50, Michaela's going to come on and tell us about a date she had this past weekend. Where something made, she sent us a message and she's coming on with us. She's agreed to. She said something made her laugh and then cry later that night.
Oh, boy.
Gosh.
At first she laughed, then she realized that it was sad. She cried. And that's what her date did to her.
Hmm. Okay. Let's talk to Anonymous in Salisbury, one of the MRL texters, and that we decided to call him back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. What happened? Why did you end your engagement?
Well, me and my ex-fiance, we've been together probably since 9th, 10th grade in high school, and we got engaged after we graduated, and we were supposed to get married just last year. I stayed home from work the day before the wedding to surprise her with a brand new car I bought her, because her car was kind of all beat up and raggedy, and it always had problems breaking up on her. Well, when I stayed home that day, I went to go inside to our room to wake her up, spring out thought to surprise her, and walked in on my dad and her moving furniture.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. With your dad?
Yes, my dad. And my ex-fiance, she's always joked about, oh, wouldn't it be funny if, you know, me and your dad ever did something? I never thought about it.
Why would she joke about that?
Well, Dallas jokes about that.
Yeah.
My husband jokes about it.
With your mom?
Yeah, because my mom's so young.
Hey, how old's your dad? Is he like a young dad too?
He's 56.
What does he care at this point?
This is why that joke's not funny, Dallas, if you're listening. This is why.
So how's your relationship with your dad?
Well, I haven't talked to him since that day, actually.
And how long ago was this?
Just last year in August.
Oh, buddy, I'm so sorry.
Anonymous in Salisbury telling us that he ended the engagement because he walked in on his girlfriend moving furniture with his dad. Who spoke first when you walked in?
Honestly, I couldn't say nothing. I just shut the door and walked down. She come running outside trying to apologize, but I don't think there's no apology for
you
that.
You can't apologize for that. And
so she said, I'm sorry before the dad did. Don't you guys find that interesting, too?
He hasn't even spoken to the dad.
Yeah.
Oh, he hasn't said one word to me since that day.
I mean, what's he going to say, Manny? Nothing makes that better.
Does mom know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait,
they've been divorced way before then.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Have you dated since?
Oh, yeah. I'm married now. I have a 2-year-old girl. You know, everything's fine.
Oh, so dad didn't go to the wedding?
Hell no. You keep dad away from her.
Wait, this was 2 years ago?
No.
Or last year?
I got back with an ex. Okay. Let me go back and
talk. No, you don't have to.
It's okay. Sorry, yeah. I wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure it was yours.
I got back with an ex that I had a kid with before, and we kind of made up and got
gotcha.
Together. We're happily married now.
Dude, good for you guys.
Thanks for texting and calling in, Anonymous. Have a great day. Thanks for sharing.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
Wow, what a story.
I think that was a valid question.
Talk about something from a movie.
Yeah.
I find it so interesting that the dad didn't say anything and that the girlfriend was the one that
say?
Loren, I don't know. It's your dad, though. Like, if I did that to Dean, I'd be like, buddy, I thought you were broken up. Anything.
Oh, you would never do that to him.
No, I would never. Not to mention I'm 70 years older than him. I am so going to be the guy that when I take him to school, they're going to say grandpa's here. Same with Ruby. My daughter's 3 months old. I'm 43.
You think so?
What do you think we're in over here? With Dallas. Like, first of all, Dallas.
Great grandpa?
But Dallas is. That's so mean. Dallas is the same age that you are, but he has white hair.
I know. I got white beard hair, but that's all right.
Yeah, but Dallas rocks it where it looks cool. At least he'll be like a cool grandpa. Yeah. Manny's going to show up and they're like, oh, sir, where's your handicapped
hat? I'm going to look like the professor from Back to the Future, all messy. I'm sorry, sir. The soup kitchen's only open on Sundays. Can we help you?
I'm here to drop off my son.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of Loren, you guys, Loren, if you didn't know this, was driving down 77. Something hit her car that came off the back of a truck. And what did you do?
I flagged the guy down.
And pulled him over.
Yeah.
And they had a conversation on 77. Well, the story got good. Now it's awful.
Yeah.
We'll update you on what's going on in Loren's world coming up just after 9.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Before we get into why Loren flagged a trucker down on the side of 77, told him to pull over, we want to remind everyone that we are doing a really cool concert event. Huge Halloween party once again in Uptown. It's the Gravediggers Ball. This is Loud Luxury, Loren. They're going to be there along with Black Bear.
Yep.
I love this song. These are two acts that are just going to be perfect for Gravediggers Ball. Tens of thousands of dollars on the line for Halloween costume money. It's such a big party. It was featured on The Price is Right a few years ago as a trip that you could win in the showcase.
I mean, there's really no bigger Halloween party, and you are invited.
So. All ages this year, too, so there's no excuses for not showing up. You can head over to the website, kiss951.com, for details on how you can score your way into the Gravediggers Ball.
Aw, Nicole.
What happened?
Wait, you'll get a whiff of it in a minute. It's like weird food smell that she just rolled into the studio
What
with.
Is it, Nicole? What'd you bring in?
Glad you asked.
Oh, gosh. Here, it's going to be something.
It's tempeh and curry and buffalo cauliflower.
And you're all into curry right now. I saw your messages online.
Yeah, I thought that I've been telling everyone that I dislike curry and that I don't like the taste of it. Well, I never had it, so I was just kind of like going off based on smell, you know, and it just didn't look good. Well, I had it for the first time, and now I'm obsessed.
Oh, my gosh. Nicole's latest obsession, curry sauce. All right, tell us why she enjoys her curry back over there in the corner. What is going on with you? Give us an update on the truck situation.
So I was on like 77 going south, and a huge bolt had fallen off of a UL excavating and paving truck. So it
is that
had,
the company's name?
Yeah.
Oh, she's out of my windshield.
No. Well, and here's the thing. Like the guy that I spoke to, the owner, was really nice at first and was like, you know, we'll get it taken care of, whatever. So I was like not concerned about it. And then I didn't hear. He said he was out of town. He would call me on Monday. I never heard from him. So I contacted the insurance company that the driver had originally given me. Come to find out that insurance had canceled back in June. Then I track the new insurance company down, and the guy tells me, the owner tells me that he's open to claim and that they should be in touch with me soon. Well, I never heard from the insurance company, and usually insurance company is like, get in touch with you within like 24 hours. So I end up going back to the owner and was like, hey, I need your insurance company name now, their phone number, your, you know, your claim number, all this stuff.
Sure.
Can't get in touch with the insurance company through phone. It's like a generic voicemail. It's like a janky insurance company, I'm sure. So I finally get somebody through email, and they're only responding with me through email. I must have asked six times for someone to call me in this email.
So what you're saying is this insurance company isn't, they're not putting you in good hands?
No, absolutely not. And it's not them.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we go back and forth, and she's like, yeah, your claim's been denied. I was like, hold on. You've never spoken to me. You haven't asked me about my damage. You haven't asked me for a statement or if I'm okay. I was like, you've never called me. I've never spoken to you.
That's their insurance company.
Yes.
What is your insurance company telling you?
We are about to go down that road now.
Can't that insurance company talk to this insurance company, yes, and you stay out of it?
Well,
focus on Pete Davidson and Ariana. I feel like I don't want you distracted.
So that's what we're doing. And then we've also hired an attorney on this in addition to that. So
that's the part I can't get past.
What'd you say to the attorney?
I told him what happened. I was like, it's negligence on the insurance company's fault. It wasn't even investigated.
Was it one of the attorneys who runs an ad during TV in the afternoon?
No, I've
like call us?
When I tell you, I've never even heard of this insurance company.
Oh, man.
You're not in good hands.
No.
Have they seen a thing or two?
Nope.
Who's this insurance company?
It's like Stonewood or Shearwood or something
like
that.
Oh, yeah, I use
them.
I love them.
Yeah.
I use the General.
Well, so then I looked the insurance company up online, and it was like they had all negative reviews. Like every last one was a negative review. I was like, oh, great.
So at this point, Roy, her windshield is still cracked, and I want her to get it fixed. See if you agree with me. I don't want her driving around with a cracked windshield.
Well, we're calling our insurance company today and letting them do the front end of it, and then
worry about it on the back end.
Yeah, I
agree, because I don't want this window could shatter and glass could fly all over you and, God forbid, cashed in.
Right.
You know.
I know.
And they'll come fix it right here at the station.
Well, yeah, while you're working.
We'll put the guy on the air. I bet you there's a story there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. By the way, if someone from UL Construction can call or whatever the place is called.
Oh, yeah?
Let her talk to him.
Oh, on the air.
I love that.
Ooh. Would the owner of UL Construction come in?
I have his phone number.
And would you accept, if he didn't pay for it, would you at least accept him to eat the hottest Carolina Reaper pepper
No, I wouldn't
punishment.
Put him through that. I wouldn't put him through that.
Whoa.
No.
All right. Okay.
I'm not that hot about it. I just want my window fixed. That's all I want.
Can you post a picture of the bolt and the damage up at the MRL show on our Instagram so people can go look at it?
Yeah.
All right. Go check that out, you guys. You can see it at the MRL show.
Missed anything from today's show? Listen to the MRL Morning Show On Demand podcast using the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.